The following is another Classic Hit Sports presentation. KKPR Sports presents high school volleyball.
On the back row, the attack by Grote takes it over for Overton. Dug out. Here's Wells again. And Wells tries to take out the Lions gal. And Wells is on fire. Four kills here in this game, seven of the match.
Today, it's a Fort Kearney Conference Triangler from Pleasanton as the Bulldogs welcome in the Amherst Broncos and Axtell Wildcats. High school volleyball on KKPR is brought to you by the Classic Hit Sports Club.
And the serve across here by Pleasanton. They're going to set Eggers. Instead, they're going to set it over her head and get it out there to Knitzer. She'll fire it across. Pleasanton picks up and fires back with Kayla Stubbs, and she'll get the kill. Third for Stubbs.
The Fort Kearney Conference Tournament begins next week, and Axtell and Amherst are the top two seeds. We may have a preview of next week's final tonight, while Pleasanton will look to pull off the upset on their home court. It's the Bulldog Triangler coming up next, but first the New Tech Seed pregame show. We'll take you live to Pleasanton with Sports Director Doug Duda. Right after this word from New Tech Seed.
New Tech is known as the undisputed yield leader as a result of their excellent performance in university and first trials and in your fields. While winning isn't everything at the high school level, it sure makes things a lot more interesting. To put New Tech's winning genetics to work for you, contact Terry or Jason Stark at 308-750-6060 or visit New Tech at yieldleader.com.
New Tech Seed, the undisputed Midwest yield leader.
And good afternoon, everyone. Welcome to high school volleyball action here on Classic Hits 98.9 and the World Wide Web at PlatteRiverPreps.com. We are in Pleasanton for the final volleyball action before the Fort Kearney Conference Tournament, which gets underway next week, and we'll talk more about that as the night progresses. Tonight, the Bulldogs welcome in the number one and the number two seeds for next week's tournament, the Axtell Wildcats and the Amherst Broncos. This is the New Tech Seed pregame show here on Classic Hits and PlatteRiverPreps.com. New Tech Seed, your yield leader. Contact Terry and Jason Stark or a New Tech Seed dealer near you. Up first, it'll be Axtell setting at 14-2, ranked as high as number three in Class D1, taking on a Pleasanton ball club that's very young and has just three wins on the season, but we got a chance to see them play last week with Elwood and Elm Creek over here in a triangular. And although they were beaten in both, more competitive, and you can tell there is improvement, but it's going to be a tall task tonight for the Bulldogs to try and pick up not only a win, but just maybe catch a set or two from their two opponents in Amherst and Axtell. We'll be back. Take a look at the starting lineups right after this.
Hometown Bank. We've been serving the Central Nebraska region since 1905. We currently have offices in the communities of Ravenna, Pleasanton, Kearney, and Litchfield. Town and Country Bank is locally owned and managed. We pride ourselves in serving you through exceptional personal service. We also strive to offer you the latest in technological advancements. Stop by and visit with us about your financial needs or just to chat. The Hometown Bank with a big interest in serving you. We are Town and Country Bank.
Ryan Trampy is a very proud supporter of all area sports. Ever wonder what sets Channel Seed products apart from other seed? It's a direct connection to Monsanto, a company consistently recognized as a leader in seed and trait technology. Tested globally, locally, and then combined with the latest traits and treatments to ensure performance potential on your acres. Thanks to the farmers, Channel Seed is now the third largest seed corn brand and fourth largest soybean seed brand in the country. Best of luck to all the athletes today from Ryan Trampy, your Channel Seed dealer.
Time now to take a look at the starting lineups brought to you by Five Points Bank, the better bank in Kearney. First of all, for the visitors from Axtell, their service rotation looks like this. Number three is a 5 foot 10 inch sophomore, Sophie Melema. Number seven, 5'4 sophomore center, Ashley Schnell. Number eight, a 5'5 sophomore outside hitter, Reagan Miller. Number two, 5'10 senior middle hitter, Hannah Kring. Number four, 5'6 senior center, Sam Trampy. And number six, a 5'4 senior outside hitter, Kit Wells. The libero is number five, 5'7 sophomore, Season Melema. The head coach of the Axtell Wildcats is Brad Nelson, assisted by Darla Steinbrink and Shayla Nelson. Axtell 14-2, ranked third and fourth in the state's major newspapers. We'll look at the Pleasanton lineups next.
Zimatic center pivots provide farmers worldwide with the best quality, highest performance irrigation systems. Year after year, these systems have proven themselves in varying types of terrain, cropping situations, and irrigation requirements. This is because of dedication to service and unique design. Zimatic and Pleasanton Irrigation offer you big savings choices when you purchase your new system. Order soon and take advantage of both low interest rates and rebates. Pleasanton Irrigation, your Zimatic dealer.
Save money and breathe easier. Call Axman Heating and Air, your Lennox dealer. Now is the time to winterize all your heating and cooling units. So call Axman Heating and Air. They can do it all, from furnaces to humidifiers, geo heat and infrared heat for farm buildings. They specialize in all makes and models, sales and service. Axman Heating and Air, your Lennox dealer, serving Pleasanton and the surrounding area. Craig and Karen Axman would like to wish all the area athletes best of luck.
There's a lot of satisfaction that comes from making things grow. Whether it's a family, a field of grain, or the balance in your savings account. When you make something grow, you can't help but grow a little yourself. As a community ag bank, helping you make things grow is why we're here. Our ag lenders know agriculture, and they're local. Stop by and see us. Let's talk. Minden Exchange Bank and Trust Company, member FDIC, equal housing lender.
Continuing on with the starting lineups now for the Pleasanton Bulldogs. They'll begin with number 3, a 5'6 junior outside hitter, Matty Pates. Number 26, 5'6 senior center, Taylor Nichols. Number 23, 5'3 sophomore outside hitter, Autumn Pritchard. Number 24, 5'8 senior middle blocker, Kristen Tolles. Number 4, 5'6 freshman outside hitter, Kerry Bauer. And number 14, 5'5 sophomore center, Kayla Stubbs. The libero, 5'2 junior, Addie Hand. Head coach of the Pleasanton Bulldogs, Kayla Eckout, assisted by Tracy Metz. Pleasanton 3-14 on the season, but picked up a couple of wins just a weekend ago. And that's the starting lineups brought to you by Five Points Bank, the better bank in Kearney. It's Axtell and Pleasanton. They'll serve it up after this.
There is supposed to be water in the stock tank, not all around it. You need to replace your stock tank. Head to Statler Implement and get a new Hastings stock tank and replace that old worn-out one. Statler Implement also specializes in electrical motor sales and service. Statler Implement has everything you need to keep the job running smooth. Go see Carlo and the gang at Statler Implement on East Highway 6 in Minden. You'll be satisfied with the service you'll get.
You've been listening to the New Tech Seed pregame show. New Tech Seed, your yield leader. Contact Terry and Jason Stark or a New Tech Seed dealer near you. Well, we're glad to have you along with us. It is homecoming week. They're having breast cancer awareness night tonight, to some pink warm-ups for Pleasanton. And, of course, tonight Axtell is without their head football coach, Brad Nelson, who is battling and had his surgery this past week. And we say hi to Brad, who's in his hospital room. And we hear from his daughter and assistant coach, Shayla, getting better every single day. So, Brad, hope to see you back soon, but not too soon, my friend. As we are ready to get things going, it's back into action. Axtell will take a swing with Kring. It goes off the net and bounces across where Pleasanton will take a swing and bring it back over. Quick rally here on the first point of the game. Pleasanton will set it up to the outside. The swing's going to go off the block, down and good for Autumn Pritchard. And Pleasanton will get the first point of the ball game. Back to serve it away is Matty Pates to get things rolling here for the Bulldogs. Of course, conference is next week for these teams, and it starts on Monday, and we'll tell you about that as it serves across. Slide here for Axtell. Cutting it across is going to be Snell. It's overpassed above the net, and Kring's able to tip it down for the Axtell kill. We've been told that for Coach Nelson, listening back tonight, that he's not supposed to get too stressed out. So the volleyball team says no matter what happens, they're always going to be ahead, coach. So don't worry about that. As the swing's across by Kristen Tolles and a swing up front by Miller is going to be blocked right back at her. She saves it. Middle attack by Kring, and down it goes. Anna Kring with both early kills here for Axtell. She is the leading attacker in this conference. And one thing about Axtell with that 14-2 mark, as back to serve it away is Ashley Snell. She'll float it across into the middle. Pleasanton will take a middle attack and into the net. It will go, and Axtell is up by a score of 3-1, able to keep Snell back there on the service line. has Axtell been tested enough with those two losses coming to Bertrand and to Chase County? Only a couple wins over winning record teams as Kring is deep on the outside attack here. They are anxious to play Amherst tonight for the regular season crown, most likely, but a lot of the teams they've played are in that 500 range, like a Wilcox, Hildreth, like an Arapahoe. They do have a nice win over Southern Valley, which was a test for them, and Meridian. Those are two of their big wins. Good strong serve here by Pleasanton. Middle attack driven across by Sam Trampy. Pass back over quickly by the Bulldogs. Now Kring from the middle rattles it off the double block for her third kill. 4-2 Axtell just underway on KKPR-FM, Kearney, Pleasanton, Axtell, and the World Wide Web, PlatteRiverPreps.com, KKPR.com. You can find us there at either spot. Here is just a drooping serve across by Reagan Miller. Had to be two-balled across that time by Pleasanton. Outside attack, set too close to the net. Kit Wells tries to tip it over, but got it caught in the tape, and it wouldn't roll over, so a point for the Bulldogs. Back to serve it away for Pleasanton is Autumn Pritchard. Pritchard drives it down the middle, handled there by the libero, Melama. Take it to the outside for the 10-foot line, taken across by Kit Wells, and a powerful swing on the return by the Bulldogs, and Kayla Stubbs is going to be just deep. Point, Axtell, and Kring now goes back to serve it away. And the senior takes a couple of hops and floats it right down the middle. Easy pickup there for Maddie Pates. Set right side. The attack driven strongly across by Kristen Tolles. Axtell will have to pass it across, and they'll do so with Sophie Melama. In the front row, Pleasanton keeps it in front of the 10-foot line. Middle attack is dug out by Reagan Miller to the outside. Wells off the block and good. Front left, she took it down the line. And Wells will have her first kill. Wells, a great compliment to what Hannah Kring does. When Kring's in the back row, they rely a lot on Wells as the big hitter in the front row during that rotation. And Kring to serve it away again. That is an overpass on the serve. Almost caught Axtell. It was such a line drive. But they're able to get a spike across by Melama. And it is going to be off the back row and out of bounds. Sophie Melama with the kill. Pleasanton's doing a good job getting some hands on the ball. But there's not enough powerful swings up front here. And Kring again will float it across a little stronger here with a 7-3 lead. High bump set to the middle, and Pleasanton rolls it across with Bauer. Handled there by Wells. They set it back to Kit. Left side, she'll take it off the block down to the far corner. Dug out by Pates, and then set across by Stubbs. Axtell in the front row. They'll get it up front. Blocked Wells, and did it stay in? No, just out. Or did the up official overrule it? The lines judge called it out, but the up official said no, it was in. The line judge hesitated just a bit, and that was Kristen Tolles at the net. So a point here for Pleasanton. And the ball goes to the Bulldogs' libero, Addy Hand, to serve it away. Right down the middle, handled easily by the Wildcats. Slide to Wells, not a lot on it, but she tried to place it off the block and got the job done, rolling it off of Corin Falk. And a kill for Kit Wells. So six kills already here for Axtell. They're earning their points 8-4. Pleasanton's been pretty good about not making errors. Back to serve it away, Sam Trampy. Addy Hand with the dig. Here's the set. Middle attack blocked up front. One-on-one that time. Kayla Stubbs was blocked, but they're able to save it. Another block up front. Melama, and this time it's down. Boy, that was a great first block that Pleasanton was able to dig out there. Kendall Weisdorfer back there was helping out, but it ends up being a point for Axtell, and they lead it 9-4 here in the first set. Sam Trampy serves it across. It's overpassed, and a run time right back over by Axtell. So now Pleasanton goes to the outside. Kayla Stubbs on the attack. Dug out by Wells. They set her in the middle. Off the tape, it pops across. Overpass by Pleasanton, and dumped down by Melama. Sophie Melama saw it coming, able to dump it down, and Axtell has the 10-4 lead, and we've got a timeout by the Pleasanton Bulldogs, brought to you by Nebraska Land National Bank here on Classic Hits.
This sports broadcast is made possible in part by Kappa Grain in Elm Creek. Did you know that Kappa has a way for you to save time, money, and get the best prices for your grain and have records of it? With their online offer center powered by DNT MarketSpace. See KappaGrains.com. Make sure you're getting what you deserve for all your hard work and dedication. Kappa takes great pride in doing what they can to make it easier, faster, and more profitable for you. Best of luck to all the area athletes from Kappa Grains.
No matter where you are, even out in this cornfield, when you work with CHS, you're connected. Connected to global grain buyers and food companies. Connected to dependable energy at the pump, at home, and on the job. Connected to food ingredients tailored to your specific needs. Whether it's in energy, grains, or foods, you're connected. CHS. Resources for enriching lives.
Out of the Pleasanton timeout, we're back to action. A slide over to Melba, and her attack from the front right is going to be deep and out of bounds. So Pleasanton will point here out of the timeout. Still looking for their first point on serve, though. And back to fire it away will be Carrie Bauer. Bauer floats it down the left side. Set to the right side. Wells gets up. Ball goes across. Bauer digs. It's above the net, and again it's tipped down. But in the net, going to be called on Axtell. Sophie Melba shakes her head. Yeah, I was a little too close to the tape that time, and a point for Pleasanton. So in the net on Axtell, and Bauer will go back and serve it away again. Carrie, a freshman. There are a ton of freshmen on Coach Eckhout's roster. As the serve is across, Kring backs all the way to the back line to play it. Set up Wells. Swing. Down and good. Kit Wells, third kill. She's got three. Kring has three. Melba has two. Axtell 11 and Pleasanton 6. And now Wells to serve it away. Kit clipped the net. Across it goes. Right back over on the overpass. Picked up there by Trampy. Middle attack. Melba down and good. Sophie with her third kill. And Axtell staying balanced right now with a 12-6 lead. Wells on the serve. Strong serve. Back middle to Pritchard. Set across the net. And ready for it is Miller. Set it back to Reagan. Her middle attack down and good. First kill for the sophomore, Reagan Miller, 13-6. Axtell, they're winning a lot of quick points here, getting some good swings. Their setter is getting the ball where it need to be. Schnell or Trampy, depending on where you're at in this rotation. Serve across by Wells, and it'll have to be pushed across on the set by Kornfalk. Free ball here to Axtell. Slide, Melba, front right, cuts it across to the dig is made by Nichols. Pleasanton will up it, but it stays in the back row. So another free ball across here to Axtell. High set to the outside. Big swing. Driven across by Miller. It's stuck on the net. Pleasanton able to return. Crane gets it up front to Schnell. It'll be tipped across by Miller, and it stays in for the kill. Schnell just moved that about 2 feet, enough to take it from her side of the net to the other. And it is 14-6 now. Axtell starting to pull away here in game one, and Kit Wells fires a rocket across. Problems for Pleasanton, and it just got across, hit the net, picked up by Miller, and the ball goes through the hand of the center, Ashley Snell, for the double hit, and Pleasanton will have a side out. 14-7 Axtell, game one, first match of the night, and Kayla Stubbs now to serve it away for the Bulldogs. Crank pass off the mark, and it's going to be an ace. 14-8, first ace serve for either team. And Stubbs will try it again. Final server in this rotation. And this time she mishits it and drives it towards the Axtell bench. So the ace followed up by the error. And now Season Melba will go back and serve it away. Sophie front row, middle attacker. And then Season comes in, serves, plays the back row. Takes his serve across to Pritchard. They'll set it back to Autumn, but it's in the back row, so she'll just pass it across. Trampy on the dig. Kring in the middle. The set's a little off, so she'll just push it over. Pleasanton sets middle. And has to bump it across again. Dug out by Trampy. Snell sets. Kring swings. Down it goes. Kill number four for Hannah Kring. 16-8. And Pleasanton decides to use their second timeout. So this timeout brought to you by Nebraska Land National Bank. Take time out to see what Nebraska Land National Bank can do for you. Local people, local decisions, local ownership. Nebraska Land National Bank. Member FDIC. It is Axtell 16, Pleasanton 8. Here in game one.
Whatever machining you need done, large jobs or small, see Hand Machining of Pleasanton. Hand Machining is a general machine shop serving Pleasanton and surrounding area. Get it done right. Get it done by Hand Machining of Pleasanton. Hand Machining is a proud sponsor of all the area athletes in and out of the game. Teamwork is like a good running machine. It takes a lot to work as a team and a lot of parts to run the machines. Hand Machining knows about teamwork and hard work. So trust your machines to the professionals at Hand Machining in Pleasanton.
And welcome back with our producer-engineer, Caleb Henry. I'm Doug Duda here on Classic Hits at the Pleasanton Volleyball Triangular. Strong serve by Season Melba. Quickly passed across by the Bulldogs as we're back to action. Set to Miller. Reagan is deep that time and out of bounds. So Pleasanton has side-outed out of both of their timeouts. And Maddie Pates returns to the lineup here. 16-9 Axtell. Amherst, the third member of tonight's Triangular. They'll play Axtell in the marquee matchup tonight next. And the serve by Pates. Into the back corner to Season Melba. Slide right side. A half swing by Miller. One time return. on the overpass by Amherst. Now Kring brings the hammer and drives it home. Right down the middle, drove it in front of that double block, down the front of the two Pleasanton defenders, 17-9. And the serve by the center, Ashley Snell. Outside, overset, drove the attacker for Pleasanton. Kristen Tolles into the net. And a point for Axtell, 18-9. So Pleasanton early was keeping some rallies alive. Now they've struggled, and there's an ace serve. So 19-9, Axtell starting to cruise here in game number one of our best of three. Snell with the first ace serve of the match for Axtell. This one's across to Bauer. Two ball across that time to Miller. Set it to Reagan, but it's wide, so she has to take it off the back foot. Lofts it across there. Pleasanton gets a nice swing from the front left by Autumn Pritchard. Axtell able to keep it alive, but can only pass it over. Dug up there by Kayla Stubbs. High set to the outside again, and the attack is way out of bounds, but Axtell was in the net trying to go up for the block. Side out Pleasanton with the score 19-10. And Maddie Pates rotates back. Kendall Weisdorfer rotates back to serve it away. Down 19-10, Pleasanton here in the first set. Strong serve and too strong down the middle and out of bounds. 20-10, Axtell has doubled up Pleasanton. Back to serve it away will be Reagan Miller. And Miller's serve floats it right down the middle. Handled there, no problem. Pleasanton takes to the outside. The attack driven across, and Miller digs. Snell sets middle. Kring decides to dump it across into the donut hole with a little icing on that one. Kill number six for Hannah Kring. That makes Grandma very happy listening in tonight here on Classic Hits as the serve is across by Miller. Set well to the outside from behind the 10-foot line. It's taken across, and a return from Pritchard's attack is going to be hammered down by Kit Wells. And she has her fourth kill. Attack percentage really good. Hitting efficiency really good right now for Axtell. Very few errors. And Miller to serve, 22-10. Tries the short serve here. Picked up quickly and returned over by the setter. Trampy stays out of the net. And then it has to be pushed across free ball. Pleasanton, we've had players running into each other. And it's finally returned by Kristen Tolles. Now the set up to the net. And in, boy, somebody was in the net. And I don't know if they called Pleasanton or if they just gave Kit Wells the kill because it looked like Wells had followed through into the net. Nonetheless, it's a point for Axtell. 23-10, and checking in for the Bulldogs is Amanda Bailey. And Reagan Miller now going for four in a row. Into the net, though, and back over to the Bulldogs. 23-11, Axtell, and Bailey will stay in to serve it away. And the junior from the middle of the service area, pounds one across to Melema. Here's the set. Snell, right side attack by Kring. Great dig by Weisdorfer in the back row. Picked up there by Pates and passed across by Tolles. Axtell stays in the back row. Wells is going to take a swing from the 10-foot line. Didn't get a lot on it. Made sure that she got it across. Pleasanton quick return by Stubbs. Now Wells gets a good swing, and it kicks off the net and in. Well, a little break there for Wells. After it hit the tape, it ricocheted away from the block and still stayed on the court. And it is now game point for the Wildcats, and Hannah Kring will go back and serve it away here for Axtell. 24-11, Kring floats it right into the middle to Pates. Good pass to Weisdorfer. Right side attack by Tolles is dug out by Kring. Snell sets middle. Melema will take it across. Chance here for Weisdorfer to set to the outside. The attack by Kayla Fisher, who has checked in. Axtell digs to Wells off the block, and that's the end of the game. Kring picks up the service point. Wells gets her seventh kill, and Axtell wins game one from Pleasanton by a score of 25-11. We'll be back and take a look at the first set numbers after this timeout on Classic Hits.
Now's the time to get in touch with Craig Weegis, your Pioneer sales professional, to learn about the early pay savings program options. There's still time to choose from two payment periods, each with its own level of savings. Whichever you select, you'll get the financial rewards of using industry-leading products and technologies. Act before November 20th to take advantage of the 10% cash discount from DuPont Pioneer. For more information, contact your local Pioneer sales professional, Craig Weegis. Science with service, delivering success.
First Bank and Trust in Minden. Relationship banking is what they do. First Bank and Trust is a leader in online banking with online bill pay and 24-hour banking at your fingertips. Stop in and talk to the professionals about your business, personal, and ag banking needs. All the small town touch with everything you need from a bank. Keeping up with technology to make your banking easier. Minden's First Bank and Trust, what you'd expect from a friend. Member FDIC, good luck, athletes.
Let's take a look at the unofficial numbers in the first set for Pleasanton. Carrie Bauer had a service point. Kayla Stubbs had an ace serve. Kristen Tolles had an ace block. And Autumn Pritchard had one kill. That was it. Pleasanton, one kill, one ace block, one ace serve. For Axtell, Hannah Kring had three service points, six kills. Sophie Melema, an ace block, three kills. Sam Trampy, two service points. Season Melema, a service point. Kit Wells, three service points, seven kills. Ashley Snell, four service points. One was an ace. And Reagan Miller, three service points, two kills. Axtell had 18 kills, one ace block, and one ace serve as they take the opening set here from the Bulldogs by a score of 25-11. We'll be back with set two from the Pleasanton Triangular right after this on Classic Hits and PlatteRiverPreps.com.
See Pleasanton Livestock Service to maintain the health of your animals. Pleasanton Livestock can make certain they get all the vaccinations they need to stay healthy. Pleasanton Livestock also carries Golden Harvest Hybrid and Purina feeds. Only the feeds with the best vitamins and nutrients that all your animals need and want. Stop in today and ask the experts what vaccinations and feed is right for your farm. Best of luck, Bulldogs, from Pleasanton Livestock Service.
Pedley Drug in Minden is your hometown Health Mart pharmacy carrying Mueller Sporting Goods and Hallmark. You can also find diabetic supplies including shoes, durable medical equipment like walkers, wheelchairs, lifts, and bath aids. When you fill your prescriptions and shop at Pedley Drug, you see your neighbors and friends helping you like Jeff, Tammy, and Michaela. Pedley Drug accepts most insurance and Medicare. Best of luck, athletes.
As we come back to action, Pleasanton will serve it away. The attack by Axtell dug out. Return Pleasanton is going to be out of bounds. And so Axtell will garner the first point here of game two. And Season Melamo will serve it away. Line drive down the middle, taken to the front row by Pritchard. The attack by Tolles is going to be in the net. 2-0 Axtell. For Axtell, the number one seed in the conference tournament. Coming up next week, they'll play either Loomis or SEM in the quarterfinals. Here's a middle attack, Bulldogs. They'll rattle it off the block. Autumn Pritchard has both kills so far for Pleasanton. Also in Axtell on Monday night, that Loomis SEM game's at 5:15. Elm Creek Eustis Farnham at 6:15. And then the winner of game one will play Axtell at 7:15. Amherst is hosting the other side. Overton Pleasanton will play at 5:15 as Crane gets the kill. The winner will play Amherst at 7:15, and in between, Wilcox-Hildreth will be taking on Elwood at 6:15. Crane with her seventh kill, and Axtell up 3-1. Back to serve it away will be Ashley Snell. Snell floats it down the middle to Pates, to the outside. Bauer blocked up front, and it's going to be an ace block. Sam Trampy up there with Crane. Second block here for the Wildcats. Snell, left-handed serve, can't get that one across. Service error, 4-2, Pleasanton trails, and they'll go back to serve it away with Autumn Pritchard. After the conference tournament, Pleasanton will have one more triangular and a face-off with SEM. They'll see Loomis and undefeated Ansley Litchfield as Crane gets a great set from the front left and drives it down. And right now, Pleasanton just can't get that block where they want it. They had Crane pounding middle for a while. Now she goes to the outside and has picked up the last two there. 5-1 the score. And Reagan Miller will serve it away. For Axtell after the conference tournament, they still have some work to do. They finally get to go back home. They're going to be playing at home for the first time in nearly a month as an overpass on the serve sets it up for Kit Wells, and Wells will tip it down. 6-2 Axtell. And Miller's serve. This one a little bit shorter, picked up by Tolles. Set, double hit on the set as they try to go back over the head closer to the net. 7-2 Axtell. So again, Pleasanton started off a little bit stronger in the first set. Right now, they just can't get any momentum going. As Bauer sets it to the outside, there's a swing from Stubbs. Picked up off the block by Wells. Set it to Kitt on the front left. Off the block and into the scorer's table. Wells with her ninth kill. Axtell just limiting their mistakes right now, and Pleasanton is going to call the timeout, brought to you by Nebraska Land National Bank. Axtell won the first set 25-11. They're off to an 8-2 start here in Game 2 on Classic Hits.
For all your custom slaughter and meat processing, call Belschner Custom Meats in Amherst. Belschner Custom Meats has everything you need to fill your freezer with the cuts of fresh meat you want. From steaks, roast, hamburger, pork, or beef sticks. Why go anywhere else when you have the freshest meat right here in Amherst with Belschner Meats? Belschner is a very proud supporter of our youth and all their accomplishments. Good luck to all the area athletes in and out of the game.
This sports broadcast is made possible in part by Scott Phillips, licensed agent for over 30 years, handling multi-peril crop insurance since its expansion to the private market in 1980. Find out about coverages available for hail, wind, fire, and transportation of grain after harvest. Crop insurance specialist with a farming background. We specialize in the crop insurance business. Crop insurance business that changes and evolves with new rules, rates, and regulations on a continuous basis. Insuring over 60,000 acres in the central Nebraska area.
Out of the Pleasanton timeout, Kristen Tolles takes a middle attack. It's dug out and softly tapped back across here by the Wildcats. Standing spike returned by Kayla Stubbs. Good rally going. Axtell to Wells. She'll take it off the back row of Pritchard. Run down there by Pates and passed across. Free ball here. Kring goes quick middle and terminates. Number 9 for Hannah Kring. And Axtell has now scored 5 in a row to jump out 9-2 on the serving of Reagan Miller. Miller a little bit shorter this time to Tolles. Weisdorfer set it back to Kristen, and she'll knock it home off that double block. Kristen with her first kill. Side out here for Pleasanton, and Addie Hand will go back and serve it away. As we talked about before the break, Axtell still has some good competition coming up. They got the Silver Lake Tournament, their own invite with some good teams, and Blue Hill and Kennesaw then coming out of the Twin Valley Conference in the final triangular of the season. As Kit Wells gets it front left, and again, they're taking it off that block and terminating the ball, not staying in play. A lot of those front left outsides are rattling out of bounds. 10th kill for Wells. Kring to serve at 10-3. Middle attack blocked by Melaba on the swing of Kayla Stubbs. And Season with her first block. 11-3, Cats. Don't forget, at the end of each and every one of our matches, it is the New West Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery postgame show as the serve is across off the back row for an ace for Hannah Kring. Just the second service ace. That really hasn't been the problem for Pleasanton. They may not always have the crispest pass, but they are getting it to their setter. Here they do again to the middle attack by Kayla Stubbs. Dug out nicely in the middle of the turn is going to be Kit Wells again after a couple of clips on the net. Wells was able to get some power on that one and keep the run going here for Axtell. Amherst waiting in the wings to play next here on KKPR-FM. Kearney, Amherst, and Riverdale, and the World Wide Web at PlatteRiverPreps.com. That time the pass off the mark on the serve. Pleasanton added to run it down. Free ball across. Right side, Melamo. Nice block up front. It's going to be a point for Pleasanton. And Corin Falk, the freshman, stepping up and getting a nice block. Side out for the Bulldogs. And back to serve it away will be Carrie Bauer. Bauer flies that in the middle to Wells. Looks like they're going to set Kit on the outside. No, they'll go to Melama this time. Rattled off the block of Falk. Hand keeps it alive. It'll be returned by Kayla Stubbs, but just off the back line as they get out of the way at the last moment. And point Wildcat Sam Trampy now to serve it away. Taylor Nichols re-enters for Pleasanton. Trampy high toss. Great serve just inside that back line. And Pleasanton's going to have to set it across here. Axtell goes middle. And it's Melama again. And driving it down. Season for her first kill. She's had a few, or excuse me, Sophie for her fourth kill. And it's 15-4. Axtell cruising here in game two. Trampy just pancaked up and overpassed. Here's the set to the outside. Wells, it's too close to the net. She has to adjust and goes with the tip kill. Wells, very smart player up there, and we'll see another timeout for Pleasanton. It will be their final timeout. It's all Axtell here in game number two after winning the opener, 16-4 Cats, and this timeout brought to you by Nebraska Land National Bank.
Family Physical Therapy and Sports Center, getting you back in the game of life. With two locations in Kearney, the Ortho Clinic at the Kearney Clinic and the Rehab Clinic at the ENT Building. Family Physical Therapy and Sports Center, excellence in rehabilitation. A very proud supporter of the area athletes in and out of the game. Locations serving Kearney, Lexington, Minden, Ravenna, and Wood River. Family Physical Therapy and Sports Center.
Along with our producer engineer Caleb Henry, I'm Doug Duda, back with you on Classic Hits 98.9 and PlatteRiverPreps.com from Pleasanton. And tonight's FKC Volleyball Triangular out of the Pleasanton timeout. They will take it to the outside, and as they start the attack, a whistle indicating Axtell was in the net. So Pleasanton will get the side out here with a lot of work to do, trailing 16-5. Serve floats across, and the Axtell kill, Melama. Fifth for Sophie, and Pleasanton just not able to score on their serve, have yet to do so here in game number two. They had just two service points in game number one, and Wells pulls back the bow and fires the arrow across. It's going to be returned out of bounds. Kayla Stubbs tried to get a little power on it from the back row, but it sailed wide on her. And it's 18-5 Axtell. Wells with the serve. Down the middle it goes. Set to the outside of the attack by Pritchard. Will find the net. Kind of like game one, Pleasanton kind of have the wheels falling off here. A few more errors as the set goes along. Another strong serve, and Pleasanton just barely stayed out of the net. Got a good swing from the front left. Now quickly returned, but deep by Miller. And a rare error for Axtell. Pleasanton on the side out here. And checking in to serve it away for the Bulldogs will be Maddie Pates once again. Trying to get a few more points on the board here in this set. Then Pleasanton will take a break after this match and take on Amherst in the final match tonight. Here's a set outside, hammered down the line by Melama, and Sophie warming up this time through the rotation. Side out, and she'll check out, and season Melama will come in. This Axtell team only has three seniors. Of course, their leading attacker, Hannah Kring, second leading attacker, Kit Wells, and one of the setters, Sam Trampy. As the serve floats across to Carrie Bauer. Set to the outside. Big swing blocked up front by Kring. Hannah Kring on the block. Kristen Tolles had a good swing on it, but was denied. 21-6 Axtell. And season Melama down the middle to Kayla Stubbs. Set to Bailey, who's returned. She's blocked again. Tried to tip it, and sliding over there quickly was Hannah Kring. Back-to-back blocks for Kring. And Axtell now 3 points away from their 15th win of the season. Knuckleball serve is across. Passes off the mark. Good rundown by Taylor Nichols. And a free ball across here for Axtell. Pass off the mark. But Snell does a good job to go low and get the set up to Reagan Miller, who picks up her third kill. Great job there by the setter Snell on a low pass. 23-6. And Melama serve. Floats that down the middle. Bauer has it. Tracked down by Nichols and set across by Tolles. Good pass, Melama. They'll set Kring. Ooh, a little close to the net, but when you got the kind of height like Kring, she's going to terminate, and that makes it match point here for the Axtell Wildcats. And trying to finish it off from the service line will be Melama. Three back on serve receive here for the Bulldogs. And Melama serve. Down the middle, pass out of bounds. It's going to be an ace serve, and that is how this match will end with the third ace for Axtell. Well, Axtell just kind of took the heart away from Pleasanton early in this set and continued to serve strong and fire away at the net, and they cruise to a 25-6 victory. Pleasanton 3-15, Axtell 15-2. We'll be back with the New West Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery postgame show and the final stats right after this.
face it, it's hard to watch your second highest investment get that hell beat out of it. And you can't do anything about it. So when all hell breaks loose, call the Dent Popper, Kearney's only local paintless dent repair company since 1991. With paintless dent repair, not only does it cost less, involves no painting, and in most cases, it's done the same day, keeping the value of your car and saving you time. So when all hell breaks loose, call or stop by the Dent Popper for your free estimate, 2014 First Avenue on the Bricks in downtown Kearney.
The game is more fun to watch with Fanatics. Fanatics Sports Bar in Kearney, that is, and now there's even more Fanatics to love. The new addition nearly doubles the room inside, and the bullpen combines the great outdoors with great seats to the game. Follow the Huskers and your other favorite teams on over 30 high-def TVs, including two huge HD projection screens. Treat yourself to a wide variety of appetizers, sandwiches, pizza, wings, burgers, and even a kids menu that will make you stand up and cheer. Football is more fun with Fanatics. Fanatics, a block north of the tracks on Central Avenue in Kearney.
Life doesn't have to be full of dramatic changes. Nebraska Land National Bank is here to make the switch easy. We provide you with the financial strength and service you need to reach your goals. Our trained account transfer specialist will help you every step of the way to ensure a smooth and simple transfer. Stop by our branch location at 46th Street and 2nd Avenue to talk with a specialist today. Member FDIC.
Nebraska Land National Bank.
And welcome back to Pleasanton. As always, a big thank you to the many fine sponsors that allow us to bring you high school sports throughout the season, to Athletic Director Ricky Westland and the crew here at Pleasanton, as we are ready for the New West Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery postgame show. Certified and fellowship-trained physicians providing a superior standard of care with no referral necessary. No matter the activity, New West, here to get you back into it. Schedule your appointment today. Just not a lot of numbers for Pleasanton in that second set. Corin Falk had an ace block. Autumn Pritchard and Kristen Tolles each had one kill. And for Pleasanton, not able to pick up any points on serve. They'd win a point and then give it right back over to Axtell. So two kills and one ace block there in the second set for the Bulldogs. For Axtell, it was Hannah Kring with three service points. One was an ace. Two ace blocks and four kills. Sophie Melema had three kills. Sam Trampy had two service points and an ace block. Season Melema had six service points, one of them an ace. She had an ace block. Kit Wells, two service points and five kills. Ashley Snell, a service point, and Reagan Miller, four service points and a kill. 13 kills, four ace blocks, two ace serves as Axtell cruises in set two by a score of 25-6. We'll come back and give you the cumulative numbers and get ready for the feature match of the night between Axtell and Amherst right after this on the New West postgame show.
Kelly Tucker has worked at Anderson Brothers for over 30 years. He encouraged his kids to check out college and something else.
Come see us. We'll train you. That's what we've been good at doing. I've always said that Anderson Brothers is more like a college, and that's why I call it Anderson Brothers College, because we do train a lot of people, and they can take that anywhere they go. And there's good wages. There really are. You got to work for it, but there's good wages.
Check out the career options at Anderson Brothers Electric, Plumbing, and Heating in Kearney and Holdridge.
I have always said that I'm a Nebraska Farm Bureau member because it gives me, as a farmer, a voice in the legislature and in Washington, D.C. But did you know what your Buffalo County Farm Bureau does for you in your own backyard? By giving scholarships to local kids, supporting the Buffalo County Fair and 4-H programs, or tackling zoning concerns and other local issues. Farm Bureau starts right here. That's why I'm a proud Farm Bureau member.
Call Buffalo County Farm Bureau and rediscover your grassroots power.
Find a car, new or used, at www.crossroads-ford.com. Spot an SUV, crossroads-ford.com. Lasso a truck, crossroads-ford.com. Check on financing, crossroads-ford.com. Calculate your payment, crossroads-ford.com. That's www.crossroads-ford.com. Crossroads-ford.com.
Crossroads Ford, Lincoln Burke.
Welcome back to the New West postgame show here on Classic Hits and PlatteRiverPreps.com. Here are the final cumulative numbers for Pleasanton. Carrie Bauer, a service point. Kayla Stubbs had an ace serve. Corin Falk had an ace block. Autumn Pritchard had two kills. Kristen Tolles had an ace block and one kill. Three kills, two ace blocks, one ace serve. Pleasanton will take a break. They play Amherst in the final match tonight around 7 o'clock. And then they're into the conference tournament next week. And for that conference tournament, Pleasanton will be taking on Overton Monday at 5:15 in Amherst. If they win that, then they would play again that night against Amherst. For the Axtell Wildcats in the match, Hannah Kring had 6 service points. One of them was an ace. She had 2 ace blocks and 10 kills. Sophie Melema had an ace block and 6 kills. Sam Trampy, 4 service points and ace block. Season Melema, 7 service points. One of them was an ace. She had an ace block. Kit Wells, I'm guessing I put that ace block in the wrong place. But that's where I put it, so we'll stay with it. Also, Season had those 1-ace serve. Kit Wells, 5 service points, led the team with 12 kills. Ashley Snell, 5 service points, 1 was an ace. And Reagan Miller, 7 service points and 3 ace blocks. I inadvertently gave Season Melema one that belonged to Sophie because obviously the libero can't be up front. So for Axtell, 31 kills, 5 ace blocks, 3 ace serves. And Axtell improves to 15-2 with a 25-11, 25-6 victory. They'll turn right around and take on Amherst in a big-time 1-versus-2 meeting of the regular season teams here in the Fort Kearney Conference. Could be a preview of next week's FKC final as they are the top 2 seeds. And then after that, Fort Kearney Conference tournament on the 23rd. The following Thursday, they go to Silver Lake for that 4-team invitational. On the 25th, they will be at home for their own invite. And that's what's coming up here in the near future for Axtell. We'll take a final break and wrap it up after this.
Athletes come in all shapes and sizes, and Kearney Orthopedic and Sports Medicine specializes in getting them all back in their game. From swinging a hammer to swinging a golf club, whether tackling daily tasks or tackling the running back, see Kearney Orthopedic and Sports Medicine Clinic. If you're suffering from any injury that's putting you on the sidelines, make an appointment today and take comfort in our care. Kearney Orthopedic and Sports Medicine.
You've been listening to the New West Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery postgame show. Certified and fellowship-trained physicians providing a superior standard of care with no referral necessary. No matter the activity, New West is here to get you back to it. Schedule your appointment today. Axtell cruises 25-11, 25-6. They will play Amherst next, as Amherst is 14-5. Axtell is 15-2. We'll take about a 12-minute break here and be back about 5 in front of the hour to bring you the matchup. So, for our producer-engineer, Caleb Henry, I'm Doug Duda. Keep it here for more high school volleyball action on Classic Hits.
Oh, I can't believe it. Are you kidding me? Out here in the middle of nowhere, Mom and Bramps will kill me. What's that, girl? Call Kearney Towing and Repair? Because they'll get us home from anywhere? But I don't have their number. 308-236-9951. Thanks, girl.
24-hour towing.
Certified repair.
No matter why, no matter where.
308-236-9951.
Lock it in. Kearney Towing and Repair.
Congratulations, you've won $1 million from Publishers.
Hey, look, move out of the way. Is that a Valentino's delivery truck going down the street? I didn't know they delivered. Hey, guys, Valentino's delivers.
It's the next best thing to enjoying Valentino's famous Grand Italian Buffet. Now, delivery of pizza, pasta, and salads. Just a call away, 308-233-3888. That's 233-3888. Better than $1 million? Depends on how hungry you are.
Hey, didn't you hear me?
Valentino's at Kearney now delivers.
The proceeding has been a KKPR sports production brought to you by the Classic Hits Sports Club. To download this podcast or any of our podcasts, go to our podcast link at kkpr.com.